Begin the current daf, Masechta Shavuos, daf Vav. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where the Gemara had asked, who is the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Negoim, opening up the Masechta, which is the same of the titles which is in the first parak of our, in the first Mishnah of our parak, which we spoke about, Shavuos Shtayim Shnei Arba, Yediyas HaTumah Shnei Arba, Yediyas HaShabbos Shnei Arba, and we also had Maris Negoim, our Shnei Shnei Arba. So the opening Mishnah Masechta Negoim also mentions the same idea, and it explains what's the two that's for. So it discusses Beharis, which is Azik HaShelig, Shnila Kesira Hechel, and then you have Seis Ketzer Lama, Ketzer Malovan, and you have Shnila, which is Kukrayim Beyim. Now the way the Mishnah Negoim describes it is with Avin Etz Teilada and Avin Etz Teilada. So the Gemara says that that Tan in the Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Kiva, who, because he counts it not in the order of an Avin Etz Teilada combining with each other, but rather in the order of a hierarchy of four consecutive from the most highest white, the greatest white, to the lowest white, which is not the same order as Avin Teilada, because actually by Harris, Se'ez, and then Sid, and then and then that of the lowest one, which is Kukrayim Beyah, that's the order. So therefore, the Gemara said that it can't be like Rabbi Kiva, as our Gemara concluded right here on the top of this Amud, on top of the line that we're beginning. So that's what the Gemara says. So Beheicha Shemein El Rabbi Kiva Zula Mal Mizu. Where do we find that he's particular about the order of the ascension of combination, where we could combine the different colors of the nega only with the one right on top of it, not its av, which we described is actually two levels ahead of it? Where do we find that he has that source? We was quoting him as saying that, and therefore saying he cannot be the Tana of the Mishnah and the Goyim. Where do we find that? Says Gemara, Ilei Mimah the Tana, if you're going to say it's from the following Braisa, where Amr Yisrael said, Shol Yeshua Benoisha Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Kiva. Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, asked from his father Rabbi Kiva, well, he's known in Shas as Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha. The reason why he's called Ben Karcha is because Rabbi Kiva was a Kerach, which is usually translated as bold, as the Gemara says in Mechayris, where Benazet said regarding Rabbi Kiva, which refers to Rabbi Kiva. So that's why he's called Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha. So he asked from his father Rabbi Kiva, why is it that they said Maris Negoim Shnaim Shenarba? Why did they describe it in this way of saying that there's four different types of colors of a nega, of white, and there are two, which is really four, as the Gemara is going to explain this question, as it's going to come out in the discussion. So Amaloi, his father, Kiva, said to him, what? And if not, what should they say? So he was going back and he was asking him, explain what's your question. So on that, his son, Rabbi Shimon Karcha, said, and since there's no differences regarding the appearances of the white maris of the nega from the membrane of an egg, which is the lowest type of white, going up to the four levels of the highest to all the way up to Baharez, there's no difference. There's nothing else. It's only those four. So Yemrud, so they should have said, every white mara, which is mikroim beyo lamala, which was anything that's stronger than the whiteness of the membrane of an egg, is tummy. Because, as the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, a person should always teach his students in the most abridged, condensed way possible. So why did the Mishnah have to go ahead and describe that there's this one's like snow, and this one's like the sheep, the wool of a sheep, and this one is like lime, and this one's like the egg membrane? Just go say anything that's higher, that's deeper white than the membrane of an egg, is going to be tummy. So Malai, Rabbi Kiva said to him that the reason why they mentioned and they organized and they said what are the four types, is Lema is coming to tell you that it's in the order of how they put their teaching, that's the order Shemitzar from Zemazet. That's how they could combine one with the other. Now, we still don't know yet what order is it that it was taught to say that that's how they combine. But from the response that he's going to give, we're going to learn out that it's exactly what we had quoted up until now, that it's in the order of their whiteness, and not in the order of, let's say, an Avin HaTeilada. Because Amar Loi, so Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha asked his father, and he said, so, V'yayimru mikrum beya ulamala tamei, they still should have said that from the color of white of the membrane of an egg and higher up is tamei, and then they should have said, umitstar from zemzeh, and that they combine one with the other. Now, from his response, we learn what is the order that was in his father's teaching. Because as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain that we see inherent from the words that he used, that obviously he was understanding his father's teaching, that the lowest is the Kroim Beya, and anything higher up, the one level higher than that one combines, and the one up on that one combines with the one beneath it, then that's the order, as the Gemara will conclude and then explain the proof. So Amalai, so regarding that question, his father responded to him, that's still the reason why they didn't, what they had to specify, besides to say that it's the order of their numbers, that's how they combine, and you're saying, okay, you still didn't have to say what they are, just say each level combines with the one on top of that. But no, the reason why they had to mention what they are is Lam Lecha, it's coming to tell you, Kol Koin, She'ina Baki Behenu, B'Shmaisei, and any kind that's not proficient in what these Maris are and in their names, and that's why the Mishnah had to say their names, in the Reis and the Goyim, he's not allowed to see the Nega to pronounce it if it's Tameh or it's Tar. That was the discussion. Says the Gemara, Ve'ilu Misid Hechel Ulamala Le'Kamar, but the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha did not tell his father that they should have said that. They should have just said, from the egg membrane and up is Tameh and combines, and from the color of lime and up is Tameh and the combines. He didn't say, Misid Heichel Ulamal. He only said, Mikrum Bei Ulamal. So says the Gemara, Midloi Amalei, from the fact that he didn't tell him that, Shema Minod. So obviously you can infer from that, the Shmilei Rabbi Kiva, because he had heard from his father, Rabbi Kiva, the Amma, that he said, Kulul Bahadi Se'es Mitzdarfen. That all of them, both Tayladas, combined with that of Se'es. Because Se'es is the Av, is the one on top of both Teilados. Now, the reason is as follows, is if you're entertained to say that Rabbi Kiva, his order of the Nagoim is the same as that of our Mishnah Masechtas Nagoim, where the Teilado of Baharis is Sid, and the Teilado of Se'es is Kreim Beya, and that's how they combine. So what it should have said was, Rabbi Shubha Karcha should have told his father that then instead of saying all four of them, because that's what was bothering him, you should say in a more condensed way. So he should have told his father, then they should have said from Krumbeya and up is Tameh and combines, and from Sid and up is Tameh and combines. And from the fact that the Sid is has its own one on top of it, and meaning its own Av, and Krum has its own one on top of that, and we know that they're Teilados, so we would have understood that when the Rabbanan are saying that they combine, each one is combining to the one on top of it. And out of logic, we would know, what's the one on top of lime? It's the one of snow. And what's the one on top of the Krayim Beya? It's Tzemer. Why? Because since there's only differentials that we have over here in the whiteness, from the lowest white, which is the egg membrane, is these four. And in the Pasuk, there's two that's mentioned, which is Beharis and Se'es. So moreover, the Pasuk also testifies that the whitest one is Beharis, as the Gemara is actually going to say on Amud Beis, because it calls it Lavan, or the white one. And Se'es is close to Beharis, because as the word indicates, the word Se'es, as the Gemara will explain, means a little bit higher up, which is not as deep, not as white as Beharis. But we would by default understand that, as the Gemara will explain on Amud Beis, that the word Sapachas means a Toilada, that we give a Toilada both for Beharis and for Se'es, that the appearance of Sid, of lime, we would give to Beharis, and the appearance of the Krayim Beya we would give to Se'es. Because if you would come to give the appearance of Sid for Tzemer, because that's the one that's closest in appearance to it, then which one would you give for the Krayim? Can't give it to Beharis, because that's very different. So that's what they should have said. That's what he should have said. He should have said that both of them. And they shouldn't have said, as it's quoted in our Gemara, that they should say from Krumah Lamailas Tameh Emetz Darfen. Because if that's the way you would say in the Mishnah, then you would not have entertained to say that there's going to be a different Toilada for Beharis and a different Toilada for Se'es. So from the fact that that's how he asked the question, obviously you could infer from that there is no Toilada for Beharis. And rather there's only one on top of both Toiladas. And therefore, obviously, that's going to be Se'es. Because that for that one, as we mentioned on the previous daf, that on the top of this Amud, that the Torah explicitly includes for Se'es a tfeila, a sapachas. And the order of the Mishnah that he was telling him, which is that the order of how it's taught, that's how they combine, what he was telling him was that it's one on top of the other, which it goes from snow to wool to lime to the egg membrane. And that Shelly combines with Tzemer, Tzemer combines with Sid and with Krayim. Because you can't say that he had heard from him that the both Toilad is combined to both others, because from where do you find that the Krayim should be combining with Shelly? That's not going to be the order of ascension, and neither is that learned out from the Pasuk. Rather, definitely, it's that Se'es, is that he heard from him that that's going to be combining where the Torah goes and gives a Tufel for Se'es and not for Beharis. And that's why he responded to him, and he says, that they should say Mikrim Ulamala is Tame Umitzdarf, and everyone would know that the one that it's combining with is the one that it's similar to, and whatever person could understand from the order of how it's taught and the way their names are mentioned, he would understand by himself, because there's no one that's going to order it any other way than how it is right now. Like we explained, based on logic, you would know that. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's how we know that this is the teaching of Rabbi Kiva, from the fact that Yerushu Makarcha had asked him, Mikrum Alamala, and they didn't say Mikrum Alamala and Mesid Alamala. Obviously, it's because, yes, that's the order. It goes from Skrum to Sid to Se'ez to Beharis, and that's how they combine together, and it doesn't go like the Mishnah in Mesechtas Nagayim, which is that it goes from Krum to Se'ez and from Sid to Beharis. That's not to Shelik. That's not how it's gonna. That's not how it's gonna combine. And that asks the Gemara, what's the proof? No, maybe he heard from his father that yes, it's the order that they combine, and he was therefore asking. You don't have to mention Beharis and Se'ez, because just mention that from this and up and this and up, because there's only these four anyways. There's nothing. There's no other Maris Lavanis that are deeper, and he would just, this is what he was really telling him. When he was saying the words, Yemim Mekrum Alamala, he also meant Misiru Alamala. It's just that, like the Gemara says many times in Shas, what? That Tano Lamechshav Lamezel Kiruchlo, that he has to be like a gossip monger, that he has to say everything that he wants to say? He said one thing, but of course it meant both. He just meant to ask his father, why did I have to mention by name all four? His father ended up answering him why, so that the Kanim have to know the names and be proficient in all four of them. But from his question, which we had inferred that obviously it's not that Kroim doesn't combine with everything, it's only the one on top of it, that's not a proof, because could be Kroim would only, that each one would only be combining with its Av, and the fact that he said from Kroim and up, which sounds like that it's going in the order of how we want to prove Mitzvah Zem Zeh, which is not like the Tanya of the Mishnah, is not a proof, because he meant Kroim Lamala and Yosem Tzid Lamala, which means with each of their respective Avos. So El Rather says the Gemara Midrash Chanina, the proof of Rabbi Kiva's teaching, which is different than the Mishnah Masechta Zegam, could be proved from the teaching of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, he says, Moshel Rabbi Kiva, the analogy for the teaching of Rabbi Kiva according to how he combines the Maris Negaim, which again, that if one has one type of a Nega, it wouldn't combine with another type. Rabbi Kiva says it combines only with the color that's the one right next to it. The Mishnah Negaim says, no, it only combines with its Av, not necessarily the one right next to it. So he says, what's the mashal for the teaching of Rabbi Kiva? Is Lamad Abadema, what could it be compared to? La'arba kaisa shochal, imagine you have four cups of milk. Echad nafla teicha shtei tibin shaldam, one of them, two drops of blood fell in. Ve'echad nafla teicha arba tibin shaldam, the other one, four drops of blood fell into it. Ve'echad nafla teicha shmoin, the other one, eight drops of blood fell into it. Ve'echad nafla teicha shnei masa tibin, the other one, 12 drops of blood fell in it. V'amalan, some say to make the mashal perfect, is sheish esu tibin, that it was 16 drops of blood fell into it. Where Shakul and Maris Leibenhain, all of them have the appearance of white. But each one is whiter than the other, because depending on how many drops of blood fell into it, that would diminish a little bit from its whiteness. So you see from there that essentially the order of how they combine is in the order of their whiteness, which is not like the time of the Mishnah that each one is connected to its Av, which is not necessarily in the ascension of its whiteness. Here from the Mishnah, you see clearly that Rebbe Kiva considers them one after another, like steps, that's how they combine, because it goes according to their levels of whiteness. And that is the Gemara. What's the proof? Amid the Shamet Leil Rabbi Kiva, maybe where do we find, as we see from this Moshe Rabbi Chanina, that yeah, they would combine according to their levels of whiteness. That's bepasuch. That's when they're mixed, when there's a mixture there, meaning this is actually said and it's written about in the Torah. It's called Nega Lovin Adamdam, which is white that has red mixed into it. And that's actually the mashal he was giving when you have drops of blood that was dripped into it. Obviously, he's talking about what's called pasuk, when it's mixed together. That's where they would combine in that order. But b'chalik mishamale, but when they're totally white, who ever heard, where do we have a proof that Rabbi Kiva holds, not like the Mishnah and the Goyim, when we're talking about purely white and the Goyim, that it's going to be, who said it's Zelam al-Mazah, and not like the Mishnah over there, where the Av and that's Talada. It says the Gemara, which is actually the conclusion of the Gemara, Chitam, if you're going to say, Kihecha the Shamale Bepasach, what do you mean? Just like we find that Rabbi Kiva holds they combine one after another when they're mixtures. Hachi Shamale Bechalik, that's how we know, he says, when they're totally white too. On that, as the Gemara, Ubepasach, Gufi Mishamale, is that really so that when they're mixtures, that as we're trying to prove Rabbi Chanina, that's how he holds that they combine one after another? But Vatanya, we learned, which is actually Mishnah Sechts Negayim, Rabbi Kiva, he says, Adamdam Shebezeh Veshebezeh. the red mixture one that's in this one and in that one, where I was, we're going to prove, it refers to the first two highest type of negayim, because that's the terminology of the Mishnah, and what it's saying is, they adamed them in the Rishon and the Sheni, which the sign for the mixture of the red color in them, which is recognizable somewhere else, which is, for example, the mushroom we gave when you have drops of blood in the milk, where then the appearance is not red, but it's not white. Rather, says Rabbi Akiva, that's kiyayin hamazik b'mayim. That's like wine, which is mixed with water, which the perimeter is going to be white. Ella, so although they're all going to have that type of appearance, but they're going to be a little bit different, again, as we said, depending on how red they are in regards to the white. Ella shal baharis is azik hashel. Baharis, that's strong like snow. In other words, that's whiter than the next one of lime. B'shal sid diya hemeno. And the one of lime is lighter than that, meaning not as white. Now, that's from the fact that we're saying in the Sefer, we could understand what the Reish is talking about when it says shebezeh v'shebezeh. What are we comparing? We're talking about sheleg and sid, snow and lime. So obviously we see that the order of the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva is, he's giving the contrast of one after the other, which is sheleg and then sid, lime and then sid, not tzemer lava, not se'es, which is the other av. So the Gemara continues Yamin Beis and asks, Vim Isan, if it's so, like we were saying up until now, that the one after Sheleg is Tzemer. Shall Tzemer diya hemena mibayalei? Shouldn't have said Shal Sid. Should have said, you're saying the order of Rabbi Akiva is the highest Av of Baharis, then the next Av of Se'ez, then the next Toilada, which is the Toilada of Sid, and then the lowest Toilada of crime. But the way it's being said over here is contrasting the Av with its Toilada. It should go from the Av to the next Av, which is to Tzemer, not to Sid. So I mean, they said, Enechanami, you're right, to answer the question, because what Tanya will learn in the Braiser, Ibn Asanami says, Lo Yisham Rebbe Akiva Shal Sid Dehemen. Rebbe Akiva did not say that in contrast to the one of lime, which is not as white. El Shal Tzemer Dehemen, it's the one of wool, which is a little bit lighter than that, and therefore we find that he does say by Pasuch that it is one after the other, and therefore we could then continue that logic and say that he would say the same thing by Chalik when it's totally white, that's one after the other, and not like the Mishnah Misaf and the Gum that we brought of Shnayim Shen Arba, which is the Av and the Tzelada they combine. He holds it's not the Av and the Tzelada, but rather in the appearances of white going down or up, it's the next one that it combines with, and not with its Tzelada, which is two away and not one away. Gemara continues explaining these halachas, which we were describing up until now, that the strongest one, the whitest one, is Baharis. Ask the Gemara, Menolan de Baharis Azahi. From where do we know, as we describe, Baharis is Azik HaShelig, is strong like snow, where do we know that Baharis is the whitest one? So Amabai says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yikra, Vim Baharis Levanahi, if it's a Baharis that's white, which says Levanahi is he Levana, it's white, Ve'en Acharis Levana, no other one is white, in contrast to the Baharis, because it's the whitest, is the strongest one. Tanabon Lun de Braisa, Baharis Amuka, Baharis is very deep. And its appearance of the Baharis is deeper than the skin, which is like the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the shade, it goes deeper down. So too when it says the next neg, the next av of Se'es, ain Se'es el Gavaya. Se'es means high. Says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, I'll call Haharim Haram on all the high mountains, I'll call Gavayas on the sides and all the uplifted hills, which this idea of that it's a little bit higher, because when we say deeper and higher, it doesn't really mean that. It just means that it seems deeper and it seems a little bit higher, because Se'es is not as deep as Baharis, because it's not as white and as strong as Baharis. Then when it says in the Torah Sapachas, it sounds like it's saying a third nega, says the Gemara, in Sapachas el Tefela, as we described in the previous stuff, that's actually talking about the Telada, a secondary, an attached thing to the previous two of us, which are the two teladis we said of Sid and of Krem Beya. So it says a pasuk in Shmuel Alv, it says Va'aman, he says Safcheinina, gather me in, meaning attach me to you. That refers to a tafel, to a teilada. So the Gemara is Ashkechan Tfeila l'Se'es, because near the word Se'es is where it says the word Sapachas. So we have a secondary for Se'es. Tfeila Beharis Menalam. Where do we know that Beharis also has a tafel a teilada? Which this question is only according to Rabbanan, because actually according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't hold that there is a tafel for Baharis. He doesn't learn that there is such a halacha. He goes in the order of whiteness, and he doesn't have this limud of telada for that of Baharis. So, but the question is, according to Rabbanan, where do we know that there's a tafel to Baharis, which is each av with its telada? So Amar Bezeri says because Nemra Levana b'Seis, it says the word white by Seis, and Nemra Levana b'Beharis, it says Levana by Harris. Ma Levana Amar b'Seis Yeshla Tefela, just like by Seis, it has something tefel to it, which is its Toilada, even though we said it's two down from it, as we taught this on the previous stuff, on this stuff, on the top of Amar Aleph. So it has a tefel to it. Av Levana Amar b'Beharis Yeshla Tefela, so to Levana, when it says b'Beharis, it has a tefel, which is, although it's two down, not like Rebbe Kiva, it's also going to combine with its Av. Now, the Masnitatan and the Brisa went into a different interpretation, that the way we know that Beharis has a tafel is because Hitul HaKasav L'Sapachas Bein Se'es LeBeharis. It has the word Sapachas between Se'es and Beharis, Lemlecha, to tell you Kashem Shin Tfeilu L'Se'es, just like Se'es has a tafel, Kach Tfeilu Beharis, so too Beharis has a tafel, which again, as we said, is that this Sid for Beharis and this Krem Beya for the Se'es. Now, the Gemara continues with the Mishnah Masechtas Negayim that was describing the four different Maris Nagoyim that there are. So it says, what is Se'es? That's Kitzem Alavan. That's like the white wool. So the Gemara says, Maitzem Alavan, what does it mean, white wool? So Amr Bibi, Amr Vasi says, this type of nega looks like Tzemer Noki Ben Yoimai. The clean wool of a one-day-old baby, meaning when the lamb is born and the mother licks it off, there's no more whiter wool than it is on the day that it's born. Now, whoever wants to conceal that wool for fine cloth, so what he does, he makes for the lamb a covering made out of leather and straps it on and ties it on that it doesn't become undone. And it comes out that the wool was covered all the days, it never got dirty. Where Shemachavnim Lameles, where they go ahead and when the baby's born that day, they go ahead and they clasp it on for the fine cloth. That's what we mean when we say Tzemer Lavan. Now, Amar B'Chanina, we had described on Amar Alf, he described the Mashal of what Rebbe Kiva is opinion, which he holds it's in the order of ascension. Now, he says, Mashal D'Rabban L'Mad B'Dema. What can you compare the opinion of the Rabbanan, who they say that's not with the one that's right on top of it, but rather each toilet with its Av combined together? So he says, L'Trei Malki U'L'Trei Ifrachi, to two kings and two governors. Malki Shalzeh, the king of this one, meaning Beharis, which is the king of Sid, is L'Malo B'Malki Shalzeh, is greater than the king of the other governor, which is Se'es, which is the king of Kroim. So that's why Beharis and Se'es combine. V'ifruch, because it's greater than that one. V'ifruch eshalzeh, and the governor of this one, meaning of this king, which is beneath that king, is lamalam ifruch eshalzeh, is greater than the governor of the other king, which is that Sid is greater than Kroim, and therefore Sid is lower than Se'es. So the Gemara asks, hai zeh lamalam ezeh, v'zeh lamalam ezehu. What you're describing is Rebbe Kiva's opinion, which is, you're saying that this king is greater than this king, so he combines with him, he's lower than him. And this governor is greater than this governor, so he combines with him. And then this governor is still lower than that king, so each one combines with the one right beneath it. Now that's Rebbe Kiva you're describing. So Eli, rather, the way you should say it is as follows. Malkei shalzeh lamayla me'efrache denafshe. This one's king is greater than its own governor. And this one's king is greater than its own governor, which is that each afarchis follows after its king, so too each tailada follows after its av. That's describing a muscle for the Rabbanan's opinion. Rather, Ba'abba Amar, he gives a different muscle. He says, Malka, for example, like a king, Va'alkafta, which is also a type of a king, it's just that a Malka is more chashav than Alkafta. And what we're describing is that when they're walking, they go in that order. So first goes the Malka, then goes the Al-Kafta, then goes Refila, which is like the Safarchis, which is like the governor of the king, and then it's Veresh Galusa, which is, he's the Afarchis of the Al-Kafta. So the governor of the king is called called Refila, and the Afarchis of the Al-Kafta is called Veresh Galusa. So that thing I'm going to ask here too. Hai Zeh L'Mayel Mezehu, you just described Rebbe Kiva's opinion, which first goes to Malka, and then the lower type of a Melech, which is this of the Al-Kafta, he goes then. Then goes to Refila, which is the Afarchas of Malka, and then goes to Resh Galusha, which is the Afarchas of the Al-Kafta. So rather, says the Gemara, Ella, you should describe it, Kugin Malka v'Refila. Rather, the way the order of how they go is, first goes the king and his governor, and then goes Al-Kafta, Resh Galusha, then goes the lower king with his governor. That's how they go one after the other, which is they go in pairs, two with each other, and each Afarchas goes after his king. That's the opinion of the Rabbanim. Rav Amar, he gives a different metaphor. He says, Kagoyin Shver Malka, like the king of Persia, the Kaiser and the Roman king, which each one has his Afarchas. That's again the opinion of the Rabbanim, and each one goes with its Melech. So on that, Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, Papa asked to Rava regarding the mashal that you're describing, which we know that Beharis is greater than Se'es, Sahaiminayu Adif. Which one's Mochashib? The Shvar Malka, the king of Persia, or the Caesar of Rome? So Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Papa, Bechurshaya Ka'ochale? What, is this man hiding in forest all his life? And that's where he's eating. He never heard about the nature of the Roman government that he has to ask about this. That, of course, the Roman government they had conquered the world. Now, Rav Papa only asked this question because Rava first said, seemingly in that order, that the king of Persia, and then he mentioned the Caesar of Rome. So that's what he was asking. Now, the reason why Rava actually did it was he did it out of fear because he actually was in Persia, as the Gemara says, Mesechta Chagiga Daf Hei Beis. But it was obvious to anyone who knows anything, and Rav Papa knew that too, it's just that Rava wasn't saying in that order, that Pukhazi Tivad Amant Sagib Alma, go out and look whose nature has conquered the world. The Chassidic says, the passing of Daniel, Veseichul Kol Ara, that regarding the Romans, that they will consume all the lands of Usadushine Vesadkine, that they're going to thresh and they're going to pulverize the entire world. Where Amr Bichon, he says, Zu Remi Chayibis, this refers to the wicked Rome, Shatiba Yatzav Chalim Kulai, which their nature, their renown went through the entire world. So if you want to compare one to Beharis, one to Se'es, it's the Romans who are the Beharis and the Persians which are Se'es. Ravinam, he gives one final mashal for the opinion of the Rabbanan. He says, Kigan Glima de Amar, like a woolen garment, which is very white when it's new, which its whiteness shines much more than the old cloak. Veshachke, and its worn-out garment, and sadina dechisna veshachke, and also a new linen garment and its worn-out garments, where again the new one is much whiter than an old one, but the new ones, that of wool and linen, are very similar, but just wool is a little bit whiter than linen. So to Beharis is much whiter than Sid, its Tailada, and so to Se'es from Karim, which is its Tailada. But the avos are very close to each other. That's a good metaphor for the opinion of the Rabbanan, where each avos goes together with its Tailada, and the avos are not so far away from each other, but their combination is av and the Tailada. Now the Gemara goes back to the halacha of the Mishnah, continuing the halacha of Yediyas HaTumah, which are Shtayim Shein Arba, where we described in the first two parakim, we're talking about one of the Shtayim Shein Arbas, and then we'll get back to the topic of this Masechta, which is Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. So the Mishnah described that the halacha of Korban Oil B'Yared, which is Shtayim Shein Arba for Yediyas HaTumah, which when someone was Tameh and he also ate Kodesh or went to the Mikdash and he had a lapse of awareness either in regards to the Tumah or the Kodesh and Mikdash, so the Mishnah described it's only Eshayesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila B'Chulu, only if he knew about it beforehand that he was Tameh and that this was Kodesh and Mikdash, then he forgot, then he recalled, that's where he's chayav for Korban Oil B'Yared, which again, depending on his wealth, that's the type of Korban he has to bring, which there's three different levels. So the Gemara expounds, turn back on the Braisa. Minayin she'ena kasa medabef. And where do we know that the Pasuk is only talking about in this parasha of Korban Oil B'Yared, where he becomes liable for a Korban for being tummy? How do we know that the liability is only regarding when he touches Ela b'tumas mikdash or kadashim? Only if he defiles something of going into the base of mikdash or touching something that was kadesh. Says the Gemara. V'dinu. What do you mean? You could resolve that based on logic. Since the Torah gave a warning and a punishment for tumah, the chayiv carbon, and there's a liability of a carbon regarding a situation of when by mistake regarding hatumah when someone comes in contact with tumah. So therefore, we're going to make the following comparison. Ma, just like we find kishahizav anish when the Torah gives a warning and a punishment for karis, al when it's done deliberately of hatumah of tumah. In regards to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, Lehizer V'Anash Ela Al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, there the warning and the punishment was only regards to going into the Mikdash or touching or eating something that's holy. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, B'yikah Chaf Aleph, says, Le'itamu Es Mikdash, Hashem says, don't defile my Mikdash, that's the Asharas Mikdash. When it says, B'kachem lo yechel ad ashitar, don't eat from kachem until you become pure, that's ashar for kaidish when you're tummy. When it said, that's regarding the asharas. When it says, ki es mikdash Hashem timi v'nichres, because the base of mikdash he has defiled, he gets karas, that's einish for mikdash. And when it says, v'nefesh ashatoichel basam ezebach ashlam, etc., in the state of tumah, that he gets a punishment, so that's einish for kaidish. So, therefore, just like the ashara and the punishment, when it's done deliberately, is only in regards to tumas mikdash akadashah, Afkashachayev carbon altum is when it's done by mistake. When there's a liability for carbon in regards to tumah, is also laichayev el altumas mikdash hakadosh. That liability is only going to be in regards to making tame the base of mikdash or something that's kachem. However, the Gemara asks, how do you know? Ve'im truma? Maybe it's in regards to truma. Someone eats truma in the state of tumah, where shehizir the Torah gives a warning, as it says in the pasuk b'kachem lo yaichel, which truma is actually included in that halacha of kachem lo yaichel. Because the pasuk says over the Ova Hashemesh Vitar, that when it's sundown and he's tar, va'achal yechem ha'kachem, and afterwards he could eat from the kachem. Which the Gemara in Yevamos of Ayin Dalma Beis explains, that must be going on truma, because since it's making contingent on sundown, if it was actual kachem karbonis, that's actually only until the next day when he brings his karbon and he has an atonement. So we see that there's azhara on truma, and va'anash, there's also punishment, as it says over there, umaisi b'ki chalu, that he's going to die because he was machal, the kachem, which refers to truma, of Hashem. So maybe, it's just like we find when you do deliberately, there's azhara and einish for truma, maybe the when you do it by mistake, that's the carbon of oil b'yarit as regards to truma, not mikdash or kadashav. Says the Gemara, no, because le'ashkechon oven misa, we don't find a death penalty of misa b'dei shemayim, the chayav alei carbon, that would be liable for a carbon, because a chatzis only comes usually for a shegaga, an error of karis. As the Gemara says in Hor Yisdaf Chesem Adalf, karis is different. Karis is different than misa b'dei shemayim. Misa b'dei shemayim is 60, karis is 50, karis the children die. There are different laws. Karis is more severe. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense that the carbon would be for truma, which is only misa b'dei shemayim, when we don't find usually carbon for that. Rather, it would be mikdash or kadasha, which is punished with karis. That's where we're going to say that chayiv carbon oyla b'yarid, when he does it by mistake, is going to be for. But the Gemara asks on this, imahan emili carbon gavu. When did we say that you don't find a misa b'dei shemayim that's chayiv for carbon? That's by a set carbon, like a chatos, an asham, aval bad, as we continue to talk about b'dayim and olive. Oil of a yard nasi, maybe an oil of a yard carbon, which is not a set carbon, which you can bring cheaper things, birds, flour, if you can't afford it. Maybe their truma, which is only misa b'dei shemayim, would be chayven. Midi to have Hashmi is kol, just like we find actually by someone who took an oath that he doesn't know testimony, and then he admits that he did and he just lied, he has to bring a carbon. Vabitus v'sayim regarding a shuvah's bitui, where both of those have to bring a carbon oil of a yared, and their punishment when they do it deliberately is not misa and not karis. So you see that maybe chiv carbon oil of a yared could be even for something that's not that of karis, and maybe it's referring to truma and not mikdash or kadashah. So the Gemara says you're right. Rather amakra, it's good. The pasuk says ba, it says l'chol tumasei ashayitma ba. It says that the carbon oil of a yared would be for every tumah that he became tummy through it. It says there in the parasha of carbon oil of a yared. Ba in it is an exclusionary term, is the ma'utei truma, is excluding truma. On that as the Gemara, but Ema say that no, maybe liability is for truma, and ba is the ma'utei mikdash, when it says ba is excluding the halacha of going into the mikdash. And you know why I would say that? It's because since when someone deliberately goes in the state of tum into the base of mikdash, he gets kares, I could tell you, duloi sagi labor carbon elvira, it's not enough with this easier, lenient carbon of oil of a yard, which when you can't afford, you could bring even a lower type. Maybe I would tell you that the reason why it's excluding mikdash is ademaisi carbon kavua, because that's only up until when you have to bring a set carbon, which that whether you're wealthy or poor, you have to bring that expensive carbon. So how do you know it's excluding truma? Maybe it's excluding tumas mikdash. So Kari Rava led the Rebbe. So Rava said in regards to Rebbe, because he learned out the response for this question very well, he called upon him, Doyla Mayim Mibaris Amukim. He draws water from very deep wells. The time, like in the Bryce, where Rebbe answers this question. Rebbe, I mean, he says, Ekra ani chaya. He says, I can understand that you would say in the pasuk that of a wild animal, meaning chaya. Because it says in the parasha of Karban Oil B'Yairid in B'Yikra Parakeh, it says, Oy b'nivlas chaya tmeya, or he became tamei from touching a dead carcass of a chaya that's impure. Oy b'nivlas behema tmeya, or from the nevela of an impure behema. So it's enough if I would say in the pasuk that he became tamei and then he went into the mikdash or kodesh or whatever the pasuk is talking about, or truma, that we benivlas chaya tamei, which is written first. And it doesn't have to go and then say afterwards benivlas behema tamei, because behema is always included in the word chaya. As the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yudav, it says, soisa chaya shatechel, it says, these are the chayas that you could eat. And in there it says, kol behema mafrasas parasa. So we see that a behema is included in the category of chaya. So behema lama nemer, why does it say the word behema over there? Says Rebbe, I'll tell you why. Nemer kan behema tmeya. It says over here in regards to the halacha of tumas, which we're going to prove is mikdash ukadashav of chayv carbon el b'yayir. It says behema tmeya. V'nemer lahal, it says over there when someone eats kachim in a state of ritual impurity in his body, says in Parashat Tzav, it says, Nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei, anyone that's going to touch something tamei, whether b'tumas adam, or b'behemet tamei, whatever, he becomes tamei either by touching a person that's tamei, or an animal that's tamei, and v'ochol mibsar zevach ha-shalom, he eats from the meat of a karmi shalom, that's a problem that he gets punished for. Now it says over there the word behemet tamei, and therefore over here it has the extra word behema by us to make the following zera shava. Ma'alahal and tumas kodesh, just like over there explicitly the pasuk is talking about a tumah of when then a person partakes of kodshim, Avkan, Tumas Kodesh. Here also it's told about something of Tumas Kodesh, so we have a clear proof that it's not Truma and excluding Mikdash Kodashav. Rather, it's clearly told about, and that's why it says extra word Behema regarding Tumas Kodesh, which the Gemara continues on this daf, and later on it says, okay, so we know Tumas Kodesh, but how do we know Tumas Mikdash? Maybe Ba would exclude Tumas Mikdash, and it would include Truma and Kodesh. How do we know that also included in this parasha is not Tumas Kodesh, but also Tumas Mikdash, but therefore, it's obvious, at least, that for sure, Tumas Kodesh, and that's from the extra word, Behemah.